Please enjoy another cocktail, but remember, don't drink and drive. Have a designated driver and try the special. It's really, really good. Thanks for being here at the Paul W. Smith Cafe. Actually, that was the name of one of my shows in New York, the Paul W. Smith New York Cafe on WABC. This is reminiscent of that with this new music we have. Always a pleasure to welcome our next guest. I wish it wasn't about this topic, but the fact of the matter is I thought of him immediately and all other good cops out there, and how something like this group of the most inept, idiotic, five people to wear a badge and carry a gun legally, I hope these are the worst, this incredibly bad police work, it wasn't police work, it was thuggery, but it set back all of the police that we know, the 99.99999% of them that are excellent cops, that make great sacrifices to do their job and do it well. This is why the whole idea in the beginning of defunding the police was so idiotic. This is what you get when you don't have enough training. And Michael Bouchard is here to give us his reaction of what we've all been experiencing and what took the life of Tyre Nichols. Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm okay, but it was sickening. For everybody to watch this video over and over again. But it was sickening on so many different levels, including worry for all the rest of the good cops in our country and how this sets them
without
back. And it shouldn't, but it does.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, it's abhorrent. The person that hates a bad cop the most is a good cop, because it taints our profession. For this to happen, this is difficult to wrap our head around, because it's training, it's culture, and on so many levels it's a failure of all of that, and it led to this man's death. And you know, anybody, especially a parent, when they heard that young man calling for his mom, it just tore my heart out. I mean, I don't understand how they continued to do what they did. But again, it comes back to better hiring, better training. I've been preaching this for more years than I can count, and I can't get the state or federal government to fund training or training centers to give us some of the tools that I've asked for a decade, to do better screening, to have better hiring, to make sure the people that have the character and integrity and the service heart to come into our profession and screen out those that shouldn't be in it. I mean, there's so many easy, clear fixes, and they automatically default to qualified immunity and things that don't fix where there is a problem, an isolated problem, but a terrible problem.
A really big and really bad problem. And though we don't know what happened just before, the video that at least that I saw opens up with a police officer dragging Tyre out of his car. We have no idea what caused that in the first place. It looked like it was a doomed stop from the beginning.
Yeah, there's so many layers of this and so many clear missteps. And, you know, we have, in addition to the training policies, you know, overcoming resistance should be the least and minimal amount necessary to overcome appropriately resistance to a lawful situation, a legal arrest. And sometimes even that looks ugly, without question. Fighting in the street never looks good. But if it's only the minimal resistance necessary to overcome a situation to take somebody safely in custody as possible. And clearly, even that basic hurdle wasn't met. And then you follow that on with, you know, we have a requirement in our policies, a duty to intervene. If you see somebody doing something wrong, you have to intervene. That's part of the job. And so, you know, it's multi-layered and it's clear.
You know, I can't think of the words about a gang mentality, a group thuggery. I can't think of the words. But what would make five different officers think that what they were doing was in any way right, just, or even legal? I don't get that. And I've seen this before, Michael, I hate to say it, but when a guy is on the ground and a cop keeps hitting him saying, get on the ground, get on the ground, and the guy is on the ground. I mean, that just, how does that happen? How do these people somehow lose their mind in the midst of doing their job, which they didn't come close to doing?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, again, it's training and it's culture. And, you know, I mean, at different points in the one video that I saw, you saw people kind of wandering around on the periphery. Those people aren't in the heat of the moment. They need to go over and go, knock this off. What are you doing?
Well, I've suggested
And
that there are going to be more
guy.
People charged that when they get to the bottom of this and find out, because other units show up at a time like this, but they never got over there to where the guys were beating this guy senselessly and said, okay, you've got him. And yet, five big guys, all weighing more than 150 pounds, let a guy get up off the ground, never got a cuffs on him, and he runs away. They don't even chase him. These guys were slugs. They should be put away forever and a day, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's a stain on the profession. Like I said, you know, you have to have a service heart. You have to come into this for the right reasons. And there's a lot of paths forward, you know, better backgrounds, psychological, polygraphs. You know, there's an authoritarian personality test, require psychological, all of those kinds of things that are clear in the better hiring process. And then once you get people, you've got to train them and train them relentlessly in a real world training center that stresses them like the real world will to make mistakes there, fix it, and try it again. I mean, you're not going to see the teams that just won last night, the football teams, go, okay, well, I'll see you at the Super Bowl, no practice required. No, they're going to practice and run it again and run it again and run it again until they get things right. Well, we need to do it because we're in a life and death business.
I couldn't help but think when all this was happening and then watching the video, I thought of you, Michael, and thought of how frustrating. I mean, it's frustrating for all of us, but frustrating for you, a man who's been pushing for this kind of training, the money necessary to hire for better hiring practices, better training practices. You've been saying this as long as I've known you, and I've known you a long time.
Right, right. And sadly, it hasn't changed. You know, people call for certain things and they'll demand certain things. But, you know, last year, the state of Michigan gave each police department about $80 per officer for training. You know, I mean, that barely buys the cup of coffee and the papers for the training. We need real world training centers with real training, and that costs money, but it gets you better outcomes. One lawsuit of this nature would pay for the training center.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's just, and more importantly, it wouldn't have a life lost, and it wouldn't have the trauma on the community that it's had. So on so many layers, it's the right thing to do.
And it's the cheaper thing to do.
Correct.
Which is really, as you point out, I mean, that's astonishing. What this Memphis Police Department and Memphis, the community, is going to have to come up with, and rightfully so. They'll never make it right, but they're going to get sued, and they're going to get every penny they can, and it will be millions and millions of dollars.
Correct.
It wouldn't have cost nearly that much just to train these people or hire the right people in the first place.
Exactly.
So sorry about all of this. And what unfortunately it means, too, is that when we've been hearing this has been happening in the past, we didn't believe it. We better believe that all those people who complained about this kind of treatment in the past were right. Now the cameras are there that break down the old code of silence. We don't need to hear it from the cops. We've seen it with our own eyes, which is, I wish we hadn't. You can't pluck your eyes out. Sheriff Michael Bouchard, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And to the men and women you represent, keep up the good work under the worst of circumstances. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR as we approach 8:29.